Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. Today, we follow the order of Matins found on page 219 in Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is If God Had Not Been on Our Side from the Lutheran Hymnal, number 267. The text is John chapter 15, verses 26 through chapter 16, verse 4. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John beginning at the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. To fall away is to be scandalized. It is to be offended and to lose saving faith. In the parable of the sower, this is the snatched and the scorched and the choked out seed. And the seed is the word of Christ. So what are all these things that Jesus has said to us this Easter season? He has said, "Peace be with you. I am the good shepherd. You will have sorrow now, but your sorrow will turn into joy, and no one will take your joy from you. The Spirit of truth will take what is mine and declare it to you. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." Jesus has said all of these things to you to keep you from falling away. That does mean, by the way, that it is a real possibility that it could happen for his disciples between Thursday and Easter Sunday, for his apostles between Ascension and Pentecost, and for us Christians between the salvation and the consummation of this world. First, Jesus spoke both warnings and comfort to his disciples because he knew how shocking and difficult it would be for them to follow and to witness to his passion and his death. He didn't want them to fall away. To a certain degree, all of them did, of course. They were scattered when he was arrested. They denied him. One betrayed him and went to his own place. The faith of the 11 then was flickering with doubt. And yet, Jesus' words and his promises and his prayers sustained them so that they did not fall into complete despair, but could be restored at his resurrection. Second, Jesus spoke both warnings and comfort to his future apostles because he knew how shocking and difficult it would be for them to witness his death and his resurrection to others. The book of Acts and the history of the early church show the fulfillment of Christ's warnings. They would be killed. They would be offered as sacrifices to pagan gods, including to the husk of Jewish tradition, which rejected their own glory and did not know the day of their visitation. When Tertullian famously said that the blood of the martyrs is the seedbed of the church, he meant that the church grew by the testimony of those who staked their lives on what they knew to be true and who refused in the moment to fall away. So now Jesus says these words to you. He speaks warning and he speaks comfort to his Christians because he knows how shocking and difficult it will be for you to follow him and to confess him. You bear his name. So like him, you will face cross and tribulation. Fittingly, we always hear this gospel reading right as winter gives way into all of the spring busyness and right as the school year gives way to summer vacations. And so we hear, do not fall away from God's word. Do not fall away from where the Spirit of truth is at work to help you, to comfort you, to advocate for you. And do not neglect your fellow Christians. Do not let temptations or pleasures or offenses choke and trample and scorch the precious seed that has been planted in you, which alone will give you the strength to bear witness to Christ, whether that should be in deed or in word or in blood. Now, the church on earth is always going to be a church militant, that is, a fighting church. If some are putting others out of the synagogues thinking that they're doing a service to God, then that means that the fighting is not only us against forces outside, but it's a fighting that happens even inside the church. So it is that there is no congregation or church where there is only peace and no fight, unless that is, it's a church that has laid down its arms and given up. Now, to the eyes, our one holy Christian and apostolic church looks divided and outnumbered. Not many believe or teach or confess the truth. And there are many who think that they are not ashamed of Jesus, but who are ashamed of his words. And if that hurts you and that stings to hear, thanks be to God. It hurts because you long for the church triumphant, because you long for the church where Christ's unity and his peace are complete. It stings because you are still in this world, even though you are not of it. You are still fighting by his grace, made bold by his forewarning, and you are unscandalized. Now, I know this is a strange form of encouragement that Jesus gives in today's gospel, to tell us that difficulties lie ahead. But what else does baptism indicate? The unclean spirit has been cast out. The Holy Spirit has claimed us. We are marked with a cross-shaped target on our forehead and on our heart. We are soldiers now in the front lines of the Lord's fighting church, which means that we will, of course, have death and hell, this world and its prince, as our lifelong enemies. It should be clear that no one is going to get out of the church militant alive. So is it worth it? Absolutely. Because you are Christ Jesus's. And he says such things in order to keep you from ever falling away from him. Your Lord is not the sort of general who sacrifices pawns or who orders suicide charges. Your Lord is the one who laid down his own life in your place. You are marked with his sign. And he is the one who overcomes this world and death. So let them come at us. Let them slay us even. In truth, they are too late, because we are already dead and buried into Christ's death, and we are raised to eternal life. We are baptized. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.